Minayin lishinu begodim in Atara. How do we know there's such an inyan, a good thing to do, to have a shinu begodim? What does a shinu begodim mean? What's someone say? His minayin lishinu begodim in Atara. Shenema, the pasuk says, ufoshat es begodav v'lovash begodim acherim. That with the koyin that used to make the trumas adeshin, taking out the ashes, cleaning up the mizbeach, when he did it, he used to wear like his tchusim, not such nice begodim. But then he had to change it when he did the karbonis, when he brought the makter, when he was makter the korban. The Torah, the very Rabbi Shmuel, limdecho Torah. Torah is teaching us derech eretz. That what begodim shavisha bem kedera l'rabbi, the same clothing you wear when you're cooking for your Rebbe, is al yimzoy bem kaiser rabbi. Later, when you come to serve him, you shouldn't wear the same clothing. You shouldn't wear the same dirty clothing. Says Rashi, minayin lishinu begodim min shodera kovel lefnei hamakom. How do we know it's a nice thing to do for the Eibishter to wear, change your clothing? So the Mashal learns like it's going on a chil between Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. On Erev Shabbos, that's the zman to prepare for Shabbos. Your clothing shouldn't be so nice. But there should be a shinu when it comes on Shabbos, then you should have the nice clothing on. By the Rashi, lovash begodim achirim. Voitzi es adeshin is es kiku wakosim lilvoish begodim chusim. B'shach the kohen was taken out the ashes, he had to wear begodim chusim, not such nice begodim. B'shach so it saw adeshin. Why is it Rashi? Shein avoyde chashuva. That wasn't such a nice avoyde. It wasn't the avoyde chashuva. Kadesh lo yimasu begodim. Kadei that his good clothing should not get dirty. Achshuvim shoymed dem avoyde sachilu shtir going kitu v'nisach. Because the good clothing he has to wear when he does a chashev avodah. That's called when he's feeding Hashem. How do you feed Hashem? When you matir the korban, the chelev on the mizbeach, or you put the nisach hamayim or nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, that's called, not nisach hamayim, nisach hayayin on the mizbeach, that's called the shtiyah. So you see this inyan. The what's right to Rashi, begodim shabisha ben kadeir le rabbi, dum yudei, so it's a deshin, ayim zavim kest the rabbi, fika chuskar, lufshir, begodim chusim. Therefore, why do you have to wear not such nice begodim when you do the Trumas Adeshin or when you cook for your Rebbe? Kedei, then when you come to serve him, you should have nicer clothing. The Machmir Zer, there's a meaning of some tzaddikim that Badafka and Friday they wear their ugliest clothing. I mean, not the Armam Torn, but just the least of Chusim, the least nicest begodim they wore on Friday. Kedei, then when it comes Shabbat, they put on the new begodim, there should be Nika the Shinu begodim. There's such a thing by our Eibishter that the more choshev the avodah, the more choshev the thing you're doing, the nicer the begodim you should wear. So Shabbos is the Mayim HaKodesh. You should wear a special begodim for Shabbos. And what then is brought down? B'shas Tefillah, B'shas Yedavening. You should also wear nice begodim, B'chovedik begodim. Were you talking to Hashem? Zadim Ravaita. Omer Rabbi Chiya Baraba. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kinayu L'Talmud Chochom Sheyetze B'manolim HaMetuloyim. The shuk. It's a gunai. It's not nice for Talmud Chacham to walk out with shoes that have patches on it. For the Gemara of our Rebbe, Acho Bar Chanino Nofik, I Rabbi Acho Bar Chanino was a Talmud Chacham, and he went out with his shoes that had patches on him. Om Rabbi Acho, Breid Rabbi Nachman, B'Tloy Yaga B'Tloy. It's only gunai if you're wearing two patches, a double patch. But one patch on your shoe, that's not such a big gunai. That's muta. Om Rabbi Acho, Breid Rabbi Nachman. Yibetloya gabitloya, that's there. Yom Rabbi Chiya Baraba, Om Rabbi Yechinen. Kol Talmud Chochem Shenimtsa Revaval Bigdoy. If a Talmud Chochem wears clothing that has spots, has dirt on his clothing, he is Chayiv Misa for that. So Rashi learns Revav, just right, that Shumin Bechelim. It's a stain of fat. On Yibigodim, that Yechayiv Misa, that Rashi, Shetzaruch Lios Choshe Behogam Lechovet Arosei. Since you're a Talmud Chochem, you're supposed to dress nicely to be Mechavet Yitoyre. And not to be mabazah the Torah. Shenema the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kol masnoi oyavei movis. Whoever hates me is like oyav loves misa. Is our secret masni, not the pshat that you hate Hashem, ela masni, but you make people hate Hashem. So Rashi masni, shemamisin atzmon b'yeni habriyas. You make yourself look not nice in the eyes of the briyas. For habriyas oymun the people say, oy lehen lelem the Torah, oyvei to people that learn Torah. Shehei mu'usim u'mugunam nimtso ze masniya amateur. Come to say, you're being masni, you're making the people that learn Torah not nice in the eyes of the breeze. So you're making the people hate the Torah, for that you chayiv misa. So tomorrow, Ravina Oma Ravad Itmer. It's not a genai, just if you have a spot of of fat on your begodim, but it has to be a spot of shichva zero. So Rashi Ravad itma shichva zero. Lashem Mabadim. So tomorrow v'lei plikis. This is not machlekis. Ho beglimi ho belavusha. Depends where you have the spot. Biglima is a Rashi shu el yoin. That's the outside beged. You like your coat, your jacket. Afilu Ravad. That's a gnai for tam chochem, even just to wear a stain of fat. Lavush shu tachtein Ravad in Ravad in Ravad loy. But you're wearing your underpants, and that since the people outside don't see you, it's not such a big gnai, only if you have shichva zer on it. Then it's a gnai. Mashenkin, if you're outside the garden, then it's a gnai, even for a stain from fat. For Yom Rabbi Chiyah Barabba, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Maidich Sir, what does the Pasik say? Kesher holach avdi Yishayo Orem v'yochev. Yishayo went barefoot on Orem, without clothing. What does Orem mean? Orem b'vgodim bluim. He wore with tor b'vgodim. Avadi wasn't going naked. That means he was wearing a begodim that had patches on them, and who had in his shoes had patches, so as if he was going barefoot. Tanan Hosam, Revav al Hamarda Choitzitz. Negev Tilchas Kelum. If you want to be toivel a saddle that was tummy, so you have to put it into the mikvah, but there has to be no chatitza, nothing stopping, nothing dividing between the water and the saddle. So what about if you have a revav? You have this spot of fat on the saddle, is a chaytis or not? So first one Yom says, yes, it's chaytis. How much of it do you have to make a chatitza? Until at least the size of kisar atalki, it's the size of a coin, that size makes it a chosh of a thing, that's a chaytis. So drashi, ala mardas, a shel chamor. If you have a saddle on a donkey, chaytis kol dover chaytis linyan tefila. The kop of the levi chol chatitza, shemak v'dolo chaytetis. Anything your makbid shouldn't be there. Now that it's on your bag and it's chaytzeitz, you can't be toivel with this on it. What about if you have spots, dirt spots on your clothing? Mitzad echod ain't a chaytzeitz. If it only shows on one side and there's not such a big spot, doesn't go through and through both sides, it's not chaytzeitz. But if the spot of fat goes through that you can see it on both sides of the bagged, then it's a chaytzeitz. We have Yehuda Roimem Yishum Rabbi Shmuel. Even though you have a spot of dirt or fat here that you can only see on one side of the beged, it doesn't go through and through to the other side of the beged, that's also called a chatitza. Boy, Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Shimon ben Lokesh, yes, the shalom from Rabbi Chanina. Ma'adas mitzad echod oy mishnei tzdodim. What's the locha before we had that the saddle has a chatitza, has a spot of fat, is chatitz? Is it enough to have the spot just on one side? Or here also, you have to have the spot go through to see it on both sides of the madas. Omalei zulei shemati. I didn't hear the loch exactly on this punkt, whether you have the spot of fat on your saddle, if the chatzitz is only on both sides or on one side. Of the kiyotze boi shemati. I heard the shalot just like this. The Tanan, we learned, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, shel banoyin mitzad echad. Shel banoyin will soon see the means of Talmud Chochem, he wears his begodim. He's supposed to be makbet to wear nice begodim. See, if the spot is even on one side, it's chaytzit. He's makbet not to have his begodim with spots on them. V'shel bur, but if an empty person that's wearing the begodim, mishnei tzdodim. Then it's only makbet if you have it on two sides. The demora v'loy tei madas chashuv mibigdei shel amoritz. The chur madas, the saddle, you're not makbet so much if it has a spot on it, so it can't be more chashuv than a begad of an amoritz, that it's only a chatzitz if it goes through on both sides. But if it's only on one side, that's not called a chatzitz. So Drashi Tanan Hosam Mesech the Mikvoyis V'Nokat Lo Mishum Deboi L'Meimah Shal Banoyim L'Meimah Shderuch Talmud Chochem Makbar L'Bushay. What's Nageyah to us is this Banoyim means a Talmud Chochem that he's Makbar to wear nice begodim. Mishneitz Toz Rashi Shohoyo Boy Harbi. There was a lot of fat. Ache Nivla Bebegit V'Nir L'Tzad Sheni. It was Nivla inside and you can hardly see it now on the other side. That's how much of a spot of dirt or fat was on it. So that's called the Namas Chatzitza. Madas mitzad echod and based on this shayla of Yishmael. Yom of a begid mitzad echod madas ma yom abo. That's the shayla of Yod the begid. It's enough a spot on one side. What about a madas? Does it have to be on both sides or even one side is also enough? Yab Yosi Yom Shal Banoim. Drashi Pligi Yad Yab Yehuda. The Yom of Yishmael begid Shal Banoim. The Hainu Tamid Rechomim. Shemakvi Demalu Vushayim mitzad echod v'shal bur mebeis dodim. As he makes a chilek, not every beged is a chatzitza on one side. Only if you're a Talmud Chochem, you're a person that's makbid, to have nice clothing, not to have spots on the clothing, then we say you're makbid. But a boor, an empty person, even on, he's only makbid if it goes on both sides. Now, Zlati Gemara. My banoim. What do you mean a person? What do you mean shall banoim? The people of banoim, they have to have a chatzitza even on one side of the beggar. It's also called a chatzitza. Amr Rabbi Yechanan elu tamid rachamim. Banoim here means tamid rachamim. Why shall oiskim be binyana shalolim? Kol yimayim. Since they're learning Torah and Torah keeps the world in existence, so they're called they're being oisik in the binyan shalolim. So Talmud Chacham has to dress nicely, not to have spots, dirt on his begodim. So he has it even on one side of the beged is also makbid on it. It's called the chatzitza. V'yom Rav Yechanan, Ezeo Talmud Chacham shemachzirin lo yaveda b'tfiyas ayin. Who's called the Talmud Chacham? That if you find an aveda, you find something that was lost. Now, normal, if you find an object that's lost, you give it back to the Bailam only if he gives you simonim. If you found the watch, he has to give you a good simon that we believe him it's his. But let's say it's a Talmud Chacham that lost it. Then if he just recognized it, he could take a look at it, and he says, I recognize this is my watch, we give it back to him. That's called Tfiyas Ayin. So who's considered a Talmud Chacham that we believe him, he's not going to lie, that we'll give him back his Naveda just with recognizing, with Tfiyas Ayin. That if somebody's makbet to wear a nice begodim, as if he put it on backwards, inside out, he's makbet to take off his undershirt and put it back the right way. It is one midah of a Talmud Chacham. So if you have this midah, it's a riot telling the truth, and we can believe you to give back the Aveda. V'yomer Rabbi Yechanan, Ezel Talmud Chacham shemamana noisoy parnas al tzibur. Who's that? Like a bigger Talmud Chacham now, that you can make him, appoint him, or the leader of parnas over the tzibur. Zeh sheshoyle moisoy dvar halacha b'chol mokam v'yomer. You ask him a shayla any place in Shas, and he can answer you. V'yafilu b'masech tekalom. Even in Masech tekalom, there's a writer that brought down the back of Masech tekalom in the Zorom, that Rashi learns, not too many people learn this, and you learn it, you know it. That's called the big Talmud Chacham, that you wrote to be a parnas, a leader over the tzibur. He has to make you a president to take care of the tzibur. You're supposed to pick Dafka Talmud Chacham to take care. So Drashi, B'chol Mokam, B'chol Ashas, V'afidu B'mesechta Kala, T'lei Rogel Bo'inshi, other people are not working on learning this Mesechta. V'zed Nosam Liba V'gros, this person puts his mind to learn it. Mesechta Kala, that's a Braisi, Kala, B'lei Broch, Asur, L'Baila, B'lanida. That's a Mesechta Kala. So if he knows the halach as a Masech Tekala, he's such a person that's a big Talmud Chacham, that you're allowed to be man him a parnes over the tzibur. Right. The Yomer Rabbi Yechidin, Ezeo Talmud Chacham, Shebnei Iroi, Mitzuvin, Lassus, Le Malachtai. Who's a Talmud Chacham that has another halach? That the Bnei Iroi, Mitzuvin, to take care of him, give him panos he can live on. Who is this? He doesn't take care of his own needs, but he's only taking care of needs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always saying Chefzei Shemayim. This Talmud Chacham, the Tzibur, is supposed to take care of him. So the Gemara, V'hani milu l'mitrach b'riftei. What does it mean you're supposed to take care of him? It doesn't mean you have to make him rich. It just means you have to supply him with the mere food that he needs to live on. Supply him with his bread to eat. Trashi Talmud Chacham shebnei iroi mitzuvin las feis malachtei. K'diyama perek zayim diyum. Says the Gemara in Yuma. One post says, you should make the ornate. Because of Echraim, the Yosu ornate was made by itself. And my one's a Talmud Chacham that somebody else takes care of his panoso. Lemitrach periftei, trashi dover, she'eno yochol letroyach boy. Vechayef tluyim boy. He's busy doing chefs to shemaim. He doesn't have time to take care of his own needs. And he needs it to live on, the pita, the bread, that we're supposed to take care of it for him. V'yam Rabbi Yechon, Ezeel Talmud Chacham. You ask him a shayla in halacha any place, and he can answer you. So the moral of my nafkamina that he's called the Talmud Chacham, like we had before, lemluya panas al tzibur, that you could put him, you're supposed to make him the president, the leader over the tzibur. Is he b'chodim mesechta b'yasri? If he's a book, in one mesechta, so in his place you can make him a panas, a leader. So Mashor's Mazbel, l'pshad is with any area you want him to be, if he's a book in those halachas, he could be mamunar over that. You want him to be munna to ask Shalas to answer Shalas about Hilchos Ribbis. So if he knows Kloy Hilchos Ribbis, he could be the leader of the munna to take care of Shalas and Hilchos Ribbis. Let's say the person's a Boki in Kolot Terah Kula. Kula Tenuya knows that answer Shalas all over. Damos Peresh Mesifte. So that's a bigger Madrig. He could be the Rosh Yeshiva. To be the head of Yeshiva, he's supposed to take somebody that's a Boki Bekula Tenuya in Kolot Terah Kula. Strashi Vibukul Tanoi, the Koi behind Mesechtum had Mesechta Khritin. As even though he's icing in one Mesechta now, he can still answer you, Shalas Nogay, to another Mesechta. As he's right to be a Rosh Shiva. So more Mesve. Rib Yeshua ben Levi Yomar. Elu Kelim Hualarayim. Haboyim Mimdina Sayom. He learns what's Pshan Kelim Banoyim Shal Banoyim. It doesn't mean Shobanoyim means that we have before a beggar of Tam Chochem. He learns it means Mamish Kelim Hualarayim. That means the a bathrobe. The people that go take baths, says Banoyim means a bath. The rich people who took baths, when they guys finished taking a bath, they come out to put on the bathrobe. He said, this is the bathrobes. Haboyim Mimdina Sayom. Drashi Elu Kelim Holarayim. Hodetnan Banoyim Mitzadechot. Hainu Kelim Shelarayim. That we said before, the other Chatzitz, even on one side, Yemakbid, that's these bathrobes. That they belong to who? Shelashirim. Sheheshtam Alutes Chashuvas Lestatepim Bneyodem Hachshuvim Lutzesim in America. So Makbidim Altinuf. Now, since it's a Choshev of bathrobe, Yemakbid even on little dirt. So that little dirt is called a Chatzitz. So Gemara Lememro, the Chivroninu. You're telling me now that what that these kelim, holarayim, these bathrobes have to be white. That's why any little spot that comes on it, you mark it. Aibu omoluhu Rabbi Yanai, Labona. Rabbi Yanai told his children, Bini, al takbiruni le bikelim labonim. When you come to bury me, what type of tachrichim you should put on me? Don't put on white tachrichim. For le bikelim shcherim, don't put on black tachrichim. Why not? Lavonim, don't put on white ones. Vashem ol layeske, maybe I won't be zoichet to be like a tzaddik. Oiske paskin to be a tzaddik. And I'll be put near the Avelim, near like the Rishoyim. I'll be wearing white, that's like a tzaddik. I'll be like a chosin, can I get Avelim? It's not nice. Fight the Shchurim, don't put on me black, Baal Shem Eske. Maybe I will be Zeichet to be like amongst the tzaddikim in Elam Abor. And I'll be like an oval on black, and I get a chassan, they're on white. Elo, what type of tachrichim should put on me? The Kelim Holarayim. He told them, put on him these Kelim, the color of these bathrobes. You see, what color is it? It's an in-between color between black and white. It's like red. So it's not white. And we're saying before that look, mashm, it's a white beggar because they're not, but even on one stain on one side. Now, Dumor Lakasha, depends where you put it. If you put it on the glima, that's the outside beggar, that type of the mark, that's white, that the mark put on. On the inside beggar, that could be red. Yeah, glima means the outside beggar. So that mustam was from white, and the inside beggar that was from red, that's what he was talking about. So there's no stereo. The outside beggar is taka white, and that's taka yamakur on a spot, even on one side, it's called a chatzitza. And there we're talking about the inside beggar you wear, that was made out of, that was a red color. More tana rabbon. Back to our Mishnah. Mishnah the Bishmo leinam makpilin. The Bishmo was matter in the Mishnah, you're allowed to fold clothing on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. As if Yom Kippur comes out on Friday, you're allowed to make your bed on Friday on Yom Kippur to cover Shabbos. And who adin the korban of Shabbos if they brought by Mincha the Tomach of Ben Abayim? Its chalev, its fats could be hooked or could be brought at night, even though at night time is Yom Kippur. As in the case when Yom Kippur comes out on Moitzoy Shabbos, that was the Bishmos Halacha. And Yom Kippur thinks that Yom Kippur says no. Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same maskedusha, and you can't do one for the other one. Says Mar, what's the machlekes? Tana Rabbanan. The pasuk says Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoy. So first of all, we dash it without the vav. Is it say Oilas Shabbos b'Shabbos? That's mashma. So Oilas of this Shabbos could be brought another Shabbos. Now, what does that mean? Another Shabbos to wait till the next Shabbos? I'd rather be a psul leiser in between. Hey, if you brought the korban at Tomash Rabbein Abayim on this Shabbos, so you have one day to bring the korban. You can't wait till next Shabbos. So what does it mean? Sometimes this korban could be brought on Shabbos. So we dash in limud al chelbe Shabbos. That the chelev means the fat, the emurim of the korban that was brought on Shabbos. Shekraven b'yom Kippurim, that could be brought if Moitzoy Shabbos is Yom Kippur. You could be marked with Moitzoy Shabbos even though it's Yom Kippur. Hey, that's called oilus. So this Shabbos could be brought on another Shabbos like Yom Kippur. Yochol afshi Yom Kippur. The Shabbos, maybe you didn't forget. If Yom Kippur came out on Friday and you brought the chelev, you brought the korban shabbein abayim on Yom Kippur, and you want to be marked with now at night on Shabbos, maybe it's also mutter. Talmuloyim, now we dash in the vav. The Shabbat hoy. No, you can only bring a korban Shabbos on Shabbos. You can't bring on Shabbos a korban from Yom Kippur. Did the Rabbi Shmuel? They dash in Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says no. Oila Shabbos b'Shabbatay. What's the drush to say that Oila Shabbos could be brought on another Shabbos? Lima d'alchel b'Shabbos shekreven b'yomtiv. Is only matter on a yomtiv. That says if Moitzoy Shabbos is yomtiv is Sunday, so if you brought the korban on Shabbos by Mincha,
and you didn't mock the Emurim yet, and you have the Emurim left over by night, even though at night time it's Yom Tov, still you're allowed to be mocked there, the Emurim, by night time. So tomorrow, even according to Mekibah, the Yocholaf Yom Kippur, maybe who are then, if Yom Kippur comes out on Mitzvah Shabbos, you could also be mocked there, the Echeliv of Shabbos Yom Kippur. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, no, be Shabbatoy. You can only bring on Shabbos a korban Shabbos, not a korban from Yom Kippur. Is who does the machlekes of Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel? Is we have a chiddush early Shabbos b'Shabbos mashma that the korban of this Shabbos could be brought on another Shabbos? Is the chiddush even on Yom Kippur? But the chiddush is no, only if Mitzvah Shabbos is Yontev, on Yontev you can bring it. What's the machlekes? So tomorrow, kishatim tzolayma l'tivu Rabbi Shmuel, that he dashens will be matir, that you could bring the chaylev of Shabbos on Moitzoi Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur, you could be bringing on Yom Kippur. Why doesn't he only say like a Mekiva, it's only matir Yom Tif, not a Yom Kippur, that's a Mochomet Gadin? Because he holds Nedorim or Nedovas craving the Yom Tif. He holds that you're allowed to bring anywhere in the Yom Tif a Neder or Nedova. So there's no Chiddush that you could be matir the chaylev of Shabbos at nighttime on Yom Tif. It's not worse than bringing a regular Neder or Nedova. Melech Chiyitzva Kroh, when do I need this new Heta Oyla Shabbos B'Shabbos? That you'll have to be makter today's Korban on Shabbos on another Shabbos means like another Kedusha. Liyama Kippur, that's coming to Matthew, even if Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Kippur, still you'll have to burn the Chelev of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. That's Pshan Rabbi Shmuel. Of a Ledivri, Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, he holds Nedorim and Nedovois ain't craving the Yom Tiv. Stamazli and Yom Tiv is only Heta for Eichel Nefesh, means to cook for food that you're allowed to eat. But it's time to bring the Dorm and the Dovah, since the Ik of the Korban is Lashem, it's not for you to eat. You have no Heta to bring Stam the Dorm and the Dovah on Yom Tiv. Stam, if you want to bring an Eulas and the Dovah on Yom Tiv, it's also. So Melo, the Chiyitzra Kroh, the Mishrib Yom Tiv. If here I have a Postik, the Eulas Shabbos B'Shabbos, without the Vav, we dashen Eulas Shabbos B'Shabbos, we could bring the Korban, the Chelev of Shabbos, on another day that's Kaddish. That means the Chiddush is, even if Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tiv, that Yom Tiv on itself, you can't bring Stam the Dovah. But here it's not Stam and Adova. Here it's the Chelev of the Korban that was brought on Shabbos. So that Chelev, since it has like a Kedusha of a Shabbos, the Korban, you allow to bring it at night on Yom Tif, on Mitzvah Shabbos, which comes out to Yom Tif. That's the Chiddush of his Kroah. Oh, but the Postig is not Matter more than Yom Tif. Yom Kippur is not Matter. That's how it's going to be Kippur. So the Gemara, V'chiyitzvah Kroah, Me'el HaMishrei V'Yom Tif. You only need a Postig, tell me on Yom Tif, Gufr Smutil. So out the Postig, I would say, since you're not allowed to bring Kabonis on Yom Tif, Stam and Neder and Adov you can't bring on Yom Tov. So I would think, who are then? You can't bring the Korban of Shabbos on Yom Tov. Kamash, no, no, it's Mutter. Omer Rab Zera, Zok Rab Zera, Ki Hevin Eba Bovel. When I used to learn Torah in Bovel, Zot Rashi, Ki Hevin Eba Bovel, Ki Shalamadeti